तपाईं एसपीएस नेपालीको साथमा हुनुहुन्छ।
दोस्रो विश्वयुद्ध ताकाको एक अस्ट्रेलियाली युद्धपोत एचएमएएस सिडनीको अवशेषमा भेटिएको एक पुरुषको शवले आफ्नो पहिचान प्राप्त गरेको छ। आधुनिक विज्ञानको सहायताले 80 वर्ष पहिचानविहीन बनेर अज्ञात नाविकको संज्ञा पाएको उक्त शव ब्रिस्बेनमा जन्मिएका 21 वर्षीय थोमस वेल्जबी क्लार्कको रहेको पत्ता लागेको हो। हर म्याजिस्ट्रेट अस्ट्रेलियन सिप सिडनी भनिने अस्ट्रेलियाली युद्धपोत डुबेको 80 वर्षपछि अवशेषहरूमा उक्त रहस्यमय शव भेटिएको थियो। उनी दोस्रो विश्वयुद्ध ताका उक्त पानी जहाजमा सवार 645 पुरुषहरूमध्येमा एक रहेको बताइएको छ। उनको पहिचान खुलेसँगै उनले प्रदान गरेको सेवा र योगदानको सम्झनाका लागि एक विशेष कार्यक्रम गरी सम्मान प्रकट गरिएको छ, जसमा अस्ट्रेलियन नौसेनाका भाइस एडमिरल माइकल न्युननको पनि उपस्थिति रहेको थियो।
Today we pay our respects to Thomas Wellsby Clark and after 80 years we return him the dignity of his name. We remember his service and those who served beside him, lest we forget.
Dr. Lee Lahan ekmatra jivit afanta hun jasle Thomas Wellsby Clark ko anuhar dekheki chan. Uni bhanchen ki Clark ko pahichan ko samachar bahire pachi uni nikai khushi baneki chan.
He came and held me as a little baby. So that's a very pleasurable thought because I don't think anyone else is alive now who knew Tom sort of eye to eye.
त्यसो भए के यो रहस्यको अन्त्य भएको हो त? आजभन्दा 80 वर्ष अघि दोस्रो विश्वयुद्धका क्रममा एचएमएएस सिडनी नामको जुन पानी जहाजमा थोमस सवार थिए त्यसको टक्राउ एक छन्दवेशी जर्मन युद्धपोतसँग भएको थियो। भाइस एडमिरल नुनन भन्छन् कि उक्त दिन दुवै जहाजमा गम्भीर क्षति पुग्यो र जहाजहरू पानीमा डुबे र पछि फेला परेका केही अवशेषहरूमा एक अज्ञात पुरुषको शव पनि भेटियो।
In the fight that followed, both ships were mortally damaged. Sydney sank with the loss of 165 of her ship's company. When Sydney failed to return, a search found only an inflated RAN life jacket and a single empty life raft known as a Carly float.
Veteran Affairs Defence Personnel Mantri NDG bhanchan ki ukta purushko shav samudrama kehi antaral pachi bhetieko thiyo.
Tom tragically died at sea and his body was found at Christmas Island some 3 months later. And it's testament to modern science and technology that we have been able to identify Tom after all of these decades. And I think it says a lot about our nation that even after 80 years, we are still working so hard to identify and honour our servicemen and women.
The Royal Australian Navy-ka anusandhankarta Greg Swindon bhanchan ki DNA ko madhyambata yo safalta hasil bhayeko ho.
It's been a very long journey since 2008, trying to track down relatives of the unknown sailor. And it's a fantastic feeling to finally give this man back his name. Obviously, there's been the scientists who've extracted the DNA, both at the Australian Centre for Ancient DNA and at the Australian Federal Police. That's a key activity. We've also used genealogists to build family trees. I've had interested historians who have tracked down family members.
अनुसन्धानकर्ताहरूका अनुसार थोमस विल्जबी क्लर्क ब्रिस्बेनमा सन् 1920 जन्मिएका थिए र उनले मृत्यु अगाडि एचएमएएस सिडनीका लागि 2 महिना सेवा गरेका थिए। थोमसकी आफन्त डाक्टर लहेन भन्छन् कि थोमसको मृत्युवरण जसरी भयो यसको याद मानसपटलमा सदाका लागि कोरिनेछ।
I'll never erase the memory I have of him in that lifeboat at the scene of the battle still. And then drifting for almost 3 months, exposed, the body, of course, exposed to the elements and the seabirds. So a bit distressing, really. The truth is the main thing. And I'm so grateful for the many, many people, well over 100, who helped ascertain the truth.
Thomas Wilsby Clark ko samman ka lagi Australian War Memorial ma ek sthayi sthan nirman gariyeko cha. 80 barsha pachi pahichan paeka Tom Clark itihas ko ek abhinna anga ka rupma bachi rahane chan.
लाइक, शेयर र कमेन्ट गर्नुहोस्। एसपीएस नेपालीलाई फेसबुकमा साथ दिनुहोस्।